That's one advantage of being having my mom be at home. And I think Jeannie experienced some of this with her nephews and nieces, and they were around the process. And, you know, my mom's anniversary was 9 days before she died, and she was so excited that she made it to her anniversary that my mom was a red meat eater. She loved red meat. And so they went and got food from Black Angus and brought it home, and we took her bedside table and we covered it with this gold tablecloth. And then my mom sat on the bed, and she had her oxygen tube in, and this was in her robe, and my dad sat across from her, and she could only eat, you know, little bits, but she was enjoying it so much, and my dad was enjoying it so much. And my mom, there were many moments when we did laugh, very lovely moments. So you can bring that into the process as well.
My stepbrother, who was lovely through all this and quite comfortable, he has twin girls who are 12 or 10, I think, and a son who's 7. And they were they visited their grandmother through all her decline. And he would email pictures of them, kind of looked like she was at a spa, you know, one's brushing her hair and the others are massaging her and doing her nails and stuff. And so actually there was a little tension between my stepsister and my stepbrother, because his wife, because the boy, I'm sorry, he's 9, he wanted to come see her, see his grandmother, you know, a few hours before she died. My stepsister was coming, and he wanted to come. And he came, and he was so brave, you know, he was crying because he really was attached to her. But he was also staying right there. So they were there like 40 minutes before she died. And then afterwards, all the kids, after soccer and all that, they came back, and we all spent a while with her body, too. And they were doing the same thing, kind of lovingly stroking her body and hugging her. And my family is, we have kind of a sense of humor that we all really enjoy. And so there was some lightness in the room, and at one point, one of the girls said, and she wasn't joking, but she's very smart. She knew that my stepmother wasn't breathing, but she said, "Oh, look, it looks like she's moving. Maybe we can revive her." And you know, it was just really sweet. And I felt like those kids are going to be, they're just going to be at ease. And whoever they're with when they're dying, they're going to be quite fortunate. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be me.